My guest teaches you how to revision yourself. It's time to become the you that God created when He decided He needed you on His planet. Next. Dale Mast had an experiential encounter with God at age 12 and had an open vision of the destiny God had on his life. But amazingly, by college, he became indifferent toward the things of God and bored with church until he heard a voice. What happened at 12?
Well, at 12, I went forward in the church, a Mennonite church, to give my heart to Jesus. And the most unusual thing happened as I took three steps toward the altar. All of a sudden, I felt the rain of heaven. Now, that was not taught in the church I attended.
And you felt the rain of
heaven? The anointing falling on me.
The presence.
Yes. And then I saw all these Asian people in front of me, and somehow I knew they were Chinese, and I was like 12, and they were like 9 and 10, and I was preaching to them, and I did not realize God was not only showing assignment, He was trying to reveal to me my identity.
And then you got cold to the things of God, and then you heard a voice. What did this voice say?
Well, it said, I was thinking, you know, I don't want to be a hellraiser, but I don't want to be bored in church. I'll just be a good person, and I don't know if I really believe in God. And as soon as I said that, as soon, I heard a voice say, you're going to hell. I about fell out of my chair.
And
I said, if I'm afraid that there's a hell, I should maybe give God one more chance. I didn't realize He was giving me another chance.
It's very gracious of you.
Isn't His grace amazing?
Look, He really meant what He was saying. He then goes to that boring church chapel service.
And I went, and that day, it was not the chapel service. It was the beginning of a three-day revival that fell on five college campuses. The Spirit of God, we literally canceled meetings for 3 days at the college, and I was Spirit-filled. I said, I want that, and it's like I was baptized in His love. And we went into town, started witnessing to people, and life and Christianity got exciting, and I said, sign me up, Father God, and He did.
Yeah. So there was a major difference when you were filled with the Holy Spirit. What happened after you were filled with the Holy Spirit?
Well, I saw an avalanche of supernatural things. I started seeing things, and I would know things, but there was nobody there to tell me that I could be a prophet. I just thought these were things of the Spirit. And that was a great beginning. But God wanted to establish my identity as a prophet so He could work through me on a continual basis.
Now, Dale is known for his amazing prophetic gifting, very, very specific words to leaders about their destiny, advice to presidents of million-dollar corporations, counsel to those that have advised the president of the United States. You have so many wonderful stories to talk about. Tell me one of your favorites.
Well, one of my favorites, Sid, was I was on an airplane that actually had to land in another airport because in Atlanta there was a plane sideways in a storm. So I went forward. My wife was sitting between a Buddhist, the highest level Buddhist in America, fourth level, and on the other side was an atheist. We had been divided because the storm put flights together. And so I went.
Those are two very interesting bookends.
Yes.
An atheist and a top level Buddhist.
And so my wife had been ministering and talking to the Buddhist who was asking questions. The atheist was interrupting, putting down the things of God. I walked up to greet them, and I looked at the man and told me his name. I said, you know, when I look at you, I see you running like, you know, 2 miles, like a runner. He opens up his coat. It says 5K. He was still running. And I said, would you tell me something about me? Because he told me he was a Buddhist. And he said, I can't. I said, I know. Your God's dead. I thought he should know that.
My goodness, you don't mince words, do you?
The atheist The atheist turned to me and said, well, tell me something about me. I thought, if he's bold enough to ask, I'm bold enough to go for it. So I looked at it and I said, God, give me something. Now, this is a key that any believer can access. If you ask God to give you something, he's a good father. If you ask for bread, he will give you bread. He's that good. So God gave me some living bread. I saw his backbone out of line. It's important to share this, what you see. I said, I see your backbone out of line. Is there something out of line in your family? He said, no, I actually have a back problem. I said, can I pray for you? The atheist bowed his head as I laid my hand on his back to a God he didn't believe in. And as soon as he lifted up his head, his hand went like this. He started going, and his mouth dropped open. He started rubbing his backbone. Before I could say another word, it went ding. Everybody to your seats. The airplane's taking off.
I'm wondering what went on in the mind of this top-level Buddhist watching all this going on.
We're not at the mercy of people's opinion when we have an experience with God.
You wrote a book, and I love the name of the title. And David perceived he was king. What was God's purpose for you writing this book? And you told me you didn't really write it. It was almost dictated to you.
Yes, I started to write on the prophetic to be on your show, actually. And what happened, God is a little bit Jehovah sneaky. And I started writing on
David. I've never heard
David.
That name.
Yes, he's also Jehovah Surprise.
Jehovah sneaky and surprise. I got to add
yes.
that to my list.
But anyway, what would happen is I would start to write. I only knew about 50% of the book. The anointing would come down on me, and I could actually write under that anointing sometimes up to 4 hours, sometimes as short as 15 minutes. When it would lift, I would stop writing. The amazing part was, in the morning, I would look at the words, and I would have to change the words to articulate what he showed me in the spirit realm.
Yeah, I've read a great deal of this book. It's not just knowledge, it's really revelation.
And said, if we don't have revelation of God, we will not have a revelation of who he made us. I do not find my identity looking in a mirror. I find my identity looking in the face of my Father. And some of you that feel lost right now, if you will look in the face of Father God, you're going to realize when he created you, he put part of his genius in you. And when you move in that identity, you draw the anointing, you draw the God happenings, and literally, you bring glory to his name.
And you know, he makes a statement. I think this kind of capsulizes what we're talking about. He says, until we change what's inside of us, nothing will change around us. What do you mean? At the beginning of the program, I talked about revision our life. What are you talking about?
Well, David is out keeping the sheep. He's a shepherd. Mm-hmm. While he's out there, he's anointed to be the next king of Israel. I do not believe he really was good with the harp or the lion and bear until he was anointed. The anointing gave him victories over the lion and bear, but he practiced the harp. Then he became a musician who drove the demons off of King Saul. Then he became a warrior because, and this is key, when he ran toward Goliath, a shepherd, he walked away a warrior. If you do not allow victories to change your identity, you've missed the genius of heaven.
What you say is, many of us, and don't even know this, God's given a genius ability in one specific area, and it's for us to find this and walk into it.
I had a young man stop me after I prophesied at a meeting. I actually was a little bit bored with my prophetic meetings. I asked God to give me unusual words. And I said, I'm asking you, God, to give me words of what people have in their purse, bills. And so that night, God was showing me what people were eating coming to the meeting. I actually got the amount of a bill that somebody had. And the man, young man, come to me and he said, Dale, he said, you know, that prophecy thing, you're really good at it. And I looked at him and said, I know that's what God made me for. I only have one question. What did he make you for? Because whatever it is, you're really good at it.
God spoke to you one day and said, Dale, if you could see yourself the way I see you, what would happen?
Yeah, he said, we could go places if you'd agree with me about
the God way... says to him, we could go places.
Yeah. And so literally, and I started asking God, show me every lie I believe about myself that's holding me back from believing for the great things you created me for. And in my series that's going to be available, I had to realize I had painful events that had actually deformed my identity. And that I had to break through those things so that I could actually bring forth victory for other people. David knew that God had established him as king for the sake of Israel. David knew his destiny was to bring Israel back to worship.
Every page of your book unlocks things. So it can't be just good teaching. It has to be revelation from heaven.
Yes. And think of the prophetic anointing Samuel put on David's life. And so now instead of thinking himself as a shepherd, he's thinking, I'm going to be the next king. But this is interesting. David had enough faith to kill Goliath. But after that victory, he went to and stood in front of King Saul. King Saul said, you know, I'm going to give you my daughter's hand in marriage. You know what he said? Who am I and who's my family? He had an identity vacuum crisis. Everyone knows if you marry a king's daughter, it's a natural step to being the next king.
Of course.
And David had the faith to kill Goliath, but he did not have enough identity to marry the king's daughter. He did not have enough identity to marry his future. Sid, we're about to enter into a 1 billion soul revival. The church has enough faith to bring it. We don't have enough identity to keep it.
Now, again, briefly describe what the word identity means when you say it.
Okay. If I'm on a Major League Baseball team, if I tell you I'm on a team, the first question you ask is, what position do I play? I'm talking about purpose identity. I'm talking about what is your part on the team. Being a son and a daughter means you're on a Major League Baseball team. I operate out of that identity. But what is my part? So I had somebody call me up, who's a singer, Danny Gokey. He was on American Idol. And he said, Dale, can I just call you up and ask for a word? I said, yes, that's what God created me to be. You're created to sing. I was in a service where they said, would you sing? He just stood up. They didn't know any song that they both knew except Jesus Loves Me. By the time he was done singing Jesus Loves Me, everybody was crying because of the anointing. If I sang Jesus Loves Me, everyone would have been crying because of the anointing.
Anointing.
So, see, he was made to sing. I was made to prophesy. And what it does, then I come into convergence with the identity and my purpose, and I bring a great God, great glory, because he wants to do great through you because he's a great God. Get ready for some unusual events.
Don't give up. I say it again. Don't give up. Your best days are ahead of you. Dale is going to pray for you to have God's revelation of how he sees you so you can revision your life. Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Dale Mast's revelatory book, And David Perceived He Was King, and his two-part audio CD teaching series, Shattering the Limitations of Pain, Overcoming Identity Thieves, plus his pamphlet, Your Destiny Tracking System. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9812. In this compelling book, And David Perceived He Was King, Dale Mast takes you through the life of David and David's journey to become king of Israel to reveal how God also has a divine destiny and purpose for your life. Discover that God established David's identity as king of Israel even when he was just a shepherd boy. Begin to understand that when you were young, God began revealing to you your God-given destiny and purpose. Realize how God is transitioning you into fulfilling his calling for your life. Understand that the key to accessing all of God's promises and blessings is in discovering your identity. Like David, experience victories in your life that will inspire others. You will also receive Dale Mast's two-part audio CD teaching series, Shattering the Limitations of Pain, Overcoming Identity Thieves. Through this anointed teaching series, you will understand that when your identity gets broken, distorted, or hidden in pain and guilt, you will be severely limited in your walk with God. Learn the keys to recognize God's assignments for your life. Discover how to have God the Father become your dream builder. Begin to reclaim your true identity. Dale Mast wants to teach you how to find the blueprint for your jailbreak from pain. Plus, you will also receive Dale Mast's interactive pamphlet, Your Destiny Tracking System. This unique pamphlet includes exercises, a dream list, self-evaluation questions, meditations, and activations to cancel the enemy's lies and cultivate your God-given identity. Don't miss out on getting Dale Mast's revelatory book, And David Perceived He Was King, and his two-part audio CD teaching series, Shattering the Limitations of Pain, Overcoming Identity Thieves, plus his pamphlet, Your Destiny Tracking System. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9812. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9812 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Dale, you say identity is supernatural. What do you mean?
Well, David was overlooked by his father. That's the natural, yet chosen by God. That's a supernatural. But David didn't know it until there was a supernatural event where Samuel poured oil over his head and changed the way he thought about his future.
And this has to do with identity shift.
And identity purpose. And it's very important that we understand that there are many identity shifts in each person's life. I started off as a worship, actually a youth leader, a worship leader. Then I was an elder. Then I was actually a pastor. And Bishop Bill Hammond looked at me and said, you think you're a pastor that prophesies, but God says you're a prophet who pastors. And God just turned he took off my baseball cap of pastor. He put on a prophet mantle, and I started acting as a prophet who happened to pastor. And that's where I had my greatest fruit.
Now, look, you had the gift of prophecy. You knew you were a prophet. And so you never had any doubt about your destiny.
No, I was prophesying for years, and I really did not have the identity of a prophet. I saw it as a gift. And then I saw myself as a prophet, and I would say this, I'm a prophet, but not to the nations. And one time I heard God's voice, and he said, will you stop saying that? 2 years later, I was in Burma. There was a pastor there. I took a ring off my finger, and I put it on his, and I said, I call you as Joseph to your nation. He told me the testimony. He laughed. But after I left, a tsunami went through Burma and Myanmar and actually wiped out the nation. It was very destructive. And in it, he remembered the word. Not one of his 8,000 members died. He said, I ought to do something for the community. This is before social media. And it got out somehow what he was doing. And over the next 6 months, millions of dollars came to him to give food. And they actually opened up Buddhist temples for him to feed the people. And the Buddhists come to them and said, if it would have been the Christians, we wouldn't have helped you. Why are you helping us? He said, I never thought I'd be Joseph, but what you prophesied come to pass. And see, when you prophesy to somebody a word, it opens up the opportunity. People, you have to step through what God wants you to do. You have to obey and walk in that word. And when the moment came, he did. And I find this, God does not choose the most anointed. He chooses and anoints the most available.
I want you to look into the camera, Dale, and ask our audience this life-changing question. What were you made for?
Amen. When God created you, in His genius, He was having a very good day. He chose the time and the place you would be born, and He put greatness inside of you, But that greatness is released when you come into His presence. Because without Him, the greatness that's buried inside of you will never come forward. I never thought that I'd write a book that would be translated in many languages and go around the world. But you know, God always knew it. I couldn't believe that I would do it, but He knew it, and I stepped into it. There's things you don't believe about your future, but Father God is already ahead of you. He'd like you to join Him past your limitations that the enemy has created in your mind. You were born for greatness. He created you to win. He never planned on losing through you. He don't even know how to lose. He is planning on winning through your life. Get ready for His greatness to come through you in Jesus' name.
Step one. Make sure your sins are forgiven. Make sure the Messiah of Israel lives inside of you. Make sure that you have an encounter with the living God. Say this prayer out loud with me and mean it to the best of your ability. Repeat after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
I've made many mistakes.
I've made many mistakes.
For which I'm so sorry.
For which I'm so sorry.
I believe. Your blood. Washes me clean. And today
is the first day
of the rest of my life. And now that I'm clean, Jesus, come and live inside of me. I make you my Savior and Lord. Amen. Dale. You wanted to release word over me, but then you said it would springboard to everyone viewing this. Would you do that right now?
Yes. And Sid, I just want to say this. If they said that prayer with you, you've opened up the greatness of your future. And what you've been saved for is greater than what you've been saved from, but you still need to be saved from it. This is very, very important. An evangelist wars for you to know Jesus. A prophet wars for what you've been made to do on this earth. And as I do this, and Sid, I want to share two
things. I had someone do that once with oil on my head, and I mean, I felt I had a shower in the oil.
Amen.
You're not going to do that to
No. This is a prophetic symbol of the anointing that releases the call and authority to do what God created you to do. And as I get ready to pour this over your head, this is the word I hear the Lord saying. For He has called you like David to bring Israel back to worship, the worship of God, and to bring them back into the tent of David that is being established in the book of Acts. And as I saw you today, I saw the fire of God literally behind your head. And I said, Lord, why? And the Lord said, I'm giving him genius ideas how to reach people that nobody else has reached. And I anoint you, Sid, as a father to Israel, that the anointing and the favor of God is with you, and you shall father Israel out of a prophetic mantle, and the anointing of oil shall flow through you. And I saw unusual signs and wonders in your hands. And God said, get ready to be amazed, for in this season, says the Lord, you will see more people's lives change than all of your ministry before. This is going to be an avalanche that you have been praying for. God said, I hear the cry of your heart, and I'm going to fill it with what I have promised you. I want everyone that's watching under the sound of my voice to receive this. I'm pouring this oil out as a prophet. And I declare over you that what the Father created you for is now being released. The genius He put inside of you is now flowing. And even as this oil is pouring out, literally the fire of God is coming on your heart. He is going to restore your identity, your purpose identity. You're going to find a new anointing and joy in life. You're about to have an adventure in God. I release His presence to carry you past the enemy's plans. And like David, you will take down Goliath and you will make His name great. And people will worship God because you allowed his greatness to flow through you.